You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. Coming up for you now, a yarn about Uluru, as it has been recently named the top three destination to visit in the world by Lonely Planet. Visitor numbers are now down 17% in the region due to COVID, and tourism operators hope people will make Uluru their travel destination instead of travelling overseas. I caught up for a yarn with Leroy Lester, a senior custodian at Uluru, which you'll hear from in just a moment. And later in this podcast, you'll also hear from Tony Quamby, Executive General Manager of Marketing at Tourism Northern Territory. What were your first thoughts when you heard that Lonely Planet had rated Uluru as one of the top three destinations to visit in the world?
Yeah, I was quite shocked and pleased, in a good way. And yeah, don't know how they got that result since, you know, COVID and no one's been visiting here. So I don't know how they came up with that. But yeah, last year we were number 33 in the listings.
Mm.
And now we're number three.
Well, that's a pretty deadly climb, mate.
Yeah, it's a big climb.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, yeah. So, but I still don't know how they got that number. Because, you know, COVID.
Yeah, of course.
All over the planet. So, yeah, I don't know how they got that number. Probably people saying good things. You know, after the climb closure too. So that might say something.
I wanted to talk to you about the climb closure. Where are things at the moment with that?
Yeah, climb's closed. That's finished. Knocked on the head.
Yeah.
But it's more COVID. What stage you're at with COVID? That's the question. We're at stage two. We can't do tours in the national park as far yet. But when that changes, I'm sure there'll be some changes because Sydney flights are coming to Yalara now. So we have to adjust like Yalara's adjusting with those gadgets they put on, you know, those contract tracers.
Yes.
In every restaurant in Yalara, they're getting those contract tracers. So that'll all wilter down and boil down to the national park and the people in the park, I suppose, in the future. And get updated with the coronavirus and what stage we're at. We're still at stage two. I think we're trying to go to stage one, I think. I'm not too sure. I think stage one's going to allow us to do tours and interact with tourists.
And that would be welcome because you would be missing the tourist industry and the tourist dollars.
Yeah, that as well. But also the virus is still out there. So they say this is the worst, most dangerous period because we're dropping our guard.
Mm.
Yeah. So they say, experts say, this is the most dangerous period. No, just that, I think it's a good thing that we went from 33 to number three. Big step up. And I think it's good because it's that stereotyping of people, you know, the non-climbers probably put in a good word for us. And because it's happened after the climb closure, and it's the most, you know, number three place to visit in the world today. That's a good thing.
And hopefully when things open up after COVID, you'll see a lot more visitors coming to Uluru, eh?
Yeah, when it clears down and clears up, and there'll be more visitors coming and things will be back to normal, hopefully, again.
So we talked about the climb a little bit earlier. You said the climb has been knocked on the head, which is really good news. One thought I have, do people still try and climb it when they're not meant to?
Not too many. There's only one way. You know, they'll get caught and heavily fined. And people are just turning away from that now. And not many visitors wanting to do that.
That's really good news.
Yeah. They really changed their minds about it now in today's modern world.
Because it's taken years and years, hasn't it, for you to get this
done? Yeah. And like my big brother Sammy Wilson says, it's not Disneyland.
Mm-mm.
It is a nature resort. And you come here to enjoy nature, not recreation.
Yeah, that's it, eh? You just heard there from Leroy Lester, a senior custodian at Uluru. And we're having a yarn about the fact that Uluru has recently been named as the top three destination to visit in the world by Lonely Planet. Coming up now, my interview with Tony Quamby, Executive General Manager of Marketing at Tourism Northern Territory. What was your reaction to find out that Lonely Planet has featured Uluru as the top best places to see in the world in 2020?
Obviously, we were really pleased with that announcement, but I have to admit, I'm not surprised. If anyone has been to Uluru or Catajuta or anywhere around there in the Red Centre will know it's an incredibly special place. And it remains in people's memories and hearts long after they've left.
It absolutely does. As a young child, I was lucky enough to go on three different trips to Uluru and visit that beautiful country up there. And I'm longing to go back, Tony.
Yeah, and most people, if they don't come back themselves, they definitely recommend it to their friends and family and they come back. So it is a rite of passage for a lot of Australians and a lot of people globally as well.
Of course, we are in the middle of a global pandemic, which means that no doubt tourist numbers in the NT have been down compared to previous years, Tony.
Yeah, we've received the latest data, which runs till about June this year, and we're about 17% down for the June quarter. So that's the quarter preceding June. We haven't received the most up-to-date numbers. But you can imagine with almost the complete closure of interstate and definitely closure of international borders, that those numbers will be pretty devastating for a lot of operators in those regions.
What would you say to people who haven't visited Uluru yet?
Well, if you haven't, it's got to be on your list. If it's not, then it needs to be on it. And there's no better time than now. I mean, we've got some incredible campaigns in market with sales rates that will never be repeated. So this really is the perfect time to go because, one, there's a lot less people than there's ever been before. With no international visitors and some hotspots around the country still in place, you're guaranteed to get the space and the serenity that the destination deserves. But you'll be getting it at the lowest price you'll ever get it. Really. So now's the perfect time.
And for you personally, what's it like for you when you visit Uluru Catajuta National Park, Tony?
I'm one of those fortunate people that get to go back quite often with my role. And I must admit, it's a highlight. You look forward to not just going to Uluru and flying in and seeing the rock, but we drove down a few weeks ago to talk to some operators and industry down there. And just as you come through the road, you see Mount Curtin and then, Mount Connor, sorry, Curtin Springs, and then you come across Uluru, and it takes your breath away every time, every single time.
You just mentioned there you were there in recent weeks visiting operators in the industry. What are they feeling at the moment?
They've had it tough, obviously, with the restrictions in place. I mean, the park closed for a while there and the resort closed, and that has a flow-on effect to all the different operators there. So they're doing incredibly tough, but they're resilient. They're very optimistic about the future. They're great to work with, and, we're just really trying to build as much visitation over the summer period as possible, ready for next year's peak, because we know, come sort of April, May, June next week, most Australians will be making a pilgrimage to Uluru because the international visitation, the international destinations aren't going to be available. So where else would you rather go?
Were there any other Australian locations added in the listing on Lonely Planet's best places to see in the world in 2020?
There were other Australian destinations there, but none in the top 10. Uluru really is, the peak destination for Australia, and it was showed in this top 10 with Uluru coming in at number 3 in the world.
You mentioned earlier that the Uluru Catajuta National Park did close for some time during the pandemic, so things are reopened now, is that right, Tony?
They are open and ready and able to take bookings, and looking forward to seeing more and more visitors.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.